You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Thursday afternoon. Mike Tenora, T-Storm Weather in Chicago, on the phone line to take up the weather forecast. It's been a magnificent day today. Looks like even better for tomorrow, Mike, but I'm wondering whether these good temperatures will last.
They will last through about Monday, so we're looking for some decent temperatures for a change for, you know, a while. We're talking about 3, 4, 5 days here. With some fairly decent temperatures that will help to melt away some of the snow and begin the long process of warming topsoils across the Corn Belt. The only problem is that once we get to around Tuesday and then from there going forward, the pattern does turn colder once again. We're now looking for extreme coldness like we've seen in recent weeks and months, but it will be around 5 to 10 degrees below average the way it looks right now. This all occurs as the same weather pattern that has essentially been in place for the better part of 4 to 4.5 months recurs, and because of that, we just don't really see a large-scale, long-term pattern change, but we do see some nice weather, as you noted, for the next 3, 4, and even 5 days.
Any expectation that that long-term weather pattern will give up or that the polar vortex will go away anytime soon? Can you look out and see a time when that moves out and we get back to more normal temperatures?
Well, it's hard to say exactly. As far as the polar vortex goes, that diminishes as we go forward simply because the angle of the sun is getting much stronger as we go through March and into April. So the polar vortex is not a major feature of weather this late in the year. The only thing we would say is that when we're in a pattern like this, they oftentimes are difficult to break, and we're seeing that now. Even though it turns warmer through early next week, we quickly go right back to that same pattern. So we're not super excited about a sudden change toward above-average warmth that would melt away all the snow, turn topsoil real warm, and allow corn planting to quickly begin right on April 1st. That just doesn't look like a very feasible scenario. It's always a possibility because weather is random. But as we just look out 10, 14 days into the future, we can kind of see that the general weather pattern stays the same. You extend that out one more week, we're at the end of March. And so we just think it's going to be a slow process to warm up. But it is weather, so like I was saying, just keep an eye on it because you never know for sure. But just probabilities are against a slightly or a rapid change to our real warm weather all of a sudden.
Would that go for the Delta region as well when you're talking about the April 1st timeline? Because they would be in normally planting sometimes much before that.
Well, I think they'll be okay. I mean, temperatures further to the south will be closer to normal than across the Corn Belt, and especially further to the west across the southern plains. Parts of Oklahoma and Texas will have highs well into the 70s over many of the next 7 to 14 days. So planting there will begin on time. Planting in the Delta looks pretty good at this point. Really, the colder weather relative to average is focused more on the Corn Belt, say Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, and then points on to the north and east. That's where the planting situation could get a little dicey in April. But again, we still have 4 to 5 weeks to get super concerned about this.
We'll check with you again next week. Thanks so much, and we do appreciate it, Mike.
You're welcome. I'll talk to you soon.
Mike Tenora is with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois. Joins us here on this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report. You can always do it again if you'd like on our website at willag.org. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.